这是我们今年圣诞主日的主题。
This is our topic for this Christmas.
回家最好的圣诞礼物。
Coming home, the best present.
让我们先一起来读神的话。
Let's read God's word together.
在路加福音第二章第八到十二节。
In Luke chapter 2, 8 to 12.
我们一起来看神的话。
Let's read.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群。有主的使者站在他旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们是大喜的信息，是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Chapter 2, verse 8 to 12. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
再一次圣诞节快乐
Again, Merry Christmas.
我们刚才所读的经文当中讲到是耶稣诞生的圣诞夜是一个大喜的信息
We see the night Jesus was born is of great joy.
圣经告诉我们是大喜的信息这是为什么圣诞节我们说圣诞快乐
It's a time of great joy. That's why we say Merry Christmas.
当然我们知道这是一个快乐的节气因为不用上课对不对
We know it's a joyful season because we don't need to go to school.
然后呢也是全家团圆的一个节气
And it's a time for family gathering.
但我在想圣诞节会不会有人不快乐
Let's think, is anybody going to not be happy?
啊，要打理家里，准备一堆吃的，等等，很忙，对不对？
You have to take care of a lot of things, a lot of chores at home.
还是有一些人像我一样，孩子放了圣诞假的时候，要回家了，我是又期待又害怕钱包受伤害啊。
Maybe some of you are like me, expecting kids coming home during Christmas, but yet worried about wallet being collateral damage.
但会不会有一些人也在想，根本不想回家，因为回家压力太大，太累了。
Maybe some people don't even want to come home because it brings great pressure.
今天早上要告诉你，有些人想离开家，但有一位爱你的天父，他在寻找你回家。
Maybe some people don't want to come home, but remember this: Heavenly Father wants to bring you home.
没有任何人比这位天父更爱你。
No one loves you more deeply than the Heavenly Father.
当我们常讲圣诞快乐的时候，我要问：圣诞节你快乐吗？
When we say Merry Christmas, let me ask you: Are you truly happy?
我每次跟我妈妈说。母亲节快乐，生日快乐，圣诞快乐！我妈都怎么回答我，你知道吗
？Do you know what my mother says every time I greet her? Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday.
我妈回答说，天天都快乐。
My mom says Happy every day.
阿门，能说阿门。
阿门。
有一个问卷调查是这么问的：什么是你人生最大的热情
？There is a survey asked a question: What is your greatest passion in life?
你知道70%人回答说不知道。
70% people say I don't know.
另外一个数据告诉我们，受访的94%的人，他们都在忍受当下。
94% of people say, they're just enduring the present.
然后在等待更好的日子来到。
While awaiting better days ahead.
你们听清楚吗？很多人在等待更好的日子来到。
Are you hearing clearly? Many people are waiting for the better days.
不是圣诞节。
Not Christmas.
不是某个节气。
Not season,
而是忍受等到更好的日子来到
Enduring, waiting for better days.
然后呢
And then,
然后时间就过去了
Time just simply passes by.
另外一个数据就像告诉我们这么很难忍受的日子
Another set of data tells us,
你们认为这些人他们一生中最好的一天是哪一天你知道吗
What do you think the best day is for these people?
那一天叫做有一天。
That day is called someday.
有一天事业有成。
Someday I'll be successful.
有一天财务自由。
Someday I'll be financially free.
有一天环游世界。
Someday I'll travel the world.
有一天找到一个完美的伴侣。
Someday I'll find that perfect partner.
讲到完美的伴侣，我真的要感谢神。
I'm really thankful that I have the perfect partner.
我觉得我是世上最幸运的人。
Because I think I'm the luckiest person.
因为我在真正认识耶稣之前，我是想要上吊，就是要自杀的一个人。
Before I came to Jesus, I wanted to die.
但神爱我，赐给我一个爱我的老婆，跟我一起相伴23年。
But God loves me so much, He gave me a partner that's with me for more than 20 years.
给我四个非常优秀可爱的儿子。
Gave me very successful kids, four of them.
然后每一天我都觉得我是最幸福的人。
Every day I feel like I'm the luckiest person, happiest person.
因为我有一个完美的伴侣。
Because I have a perfect partner.
我要告诉你，你也可以有一个完美的伴侣。
Let me tell you, you can have that perfect partner.
但是这是另外一篇道，对。
But that's another service.
很多人在等到有一天啊。
Every day, a lot of people are waiting for that someday.
你也是这样子吗
？Are you the same?
你觉得更好的日子来到就快乐了吗
？You think better days come, you'll be happier?
我听过一个故事，我非常喜欢。
I like this story.
我也常常讲这个故事。
And I always tell it.
有一个很年轻的雕刻家
There's a very young sculptor.
他是著名的雕刻家米开朗基罗的一个小迷弟
Oh, he's a fan of the renowned sculptor Michelangelo.
他花了很多的时间雕刻了一个近乎完美的天使雕像
He spent a lot of time sculpting this near perfect statue of an angel.
然后他就想要让这个名雕刻家米开朗基罗来评价这个雕像
He really wanted to hear the opinion of Michelangelo.
那一天米开朗基罗来了。
And he came.
他很仔细地看这个雕像。
He studied the sculpture.
他看了很久，思考很久。
And he was thinking for a long time.
然后他就是说了一句话。
And he only said one thing.
你知道他说什么吗
？You know what he said?
No. Thank you. Thank you for your response. 他说只差一样东西。
He said only missing one thing.
然后他转身就走了。
And he left.
这年轻的雕刻家就想了很久，他到底少了什么东西
？And this young sculptor had been thinking, what was it missing?
他又不好意思亲自去问米开朗基罗。
And he was shy to ask himself.
他就托了一个朋友去问米开朗基罗。
And he had asked a friend to go ask for him.
米开朗基罗说了一句话。
Michelangelo said.
他说一切都很完美。
Everything is perfect.
他只缺少了生命。
Only missing life.
想象在你最完美人生当中。
In your perfect life.
终极豪华的住宅
The ultimate luxury home
最拉风的跑车
Striking sports cars
豪华的轿车或是休旅车
An elegant sedan or
一位有钱的老公有多少人说
Amen How many of you say amen to that?
一枚极品的老婆
An amazing wife
一个又听话又极尽完美的孩子
A near perfect kid
一个稳定的收入
A stable income,
或是你的银行有足够的存款
or big savings in your bank.
我们现在有多少的你认为这样就完美了呢
？How many of you think that's perfect?
我告诉你，当你有的时候，还差一样东西。
Let me tell you, when you have everything, there's still one thing missing.
那是什么
？What is that?
生命。
Life.
圣经里面有讲到一个有关家的故事。
There's a story in the Bible.
是耶稣在路加福音第十五章告诉我们一个家的故事。
In Luke chapter 15, Jesus told a story about family.
我要在这个题目回家最好的圣诞礼物告诉你们这个有关家的故事。
Let me tell you the story about home in our service today.
耶稣讲了一个故事说有一个非常慈爱的父亲。
Jesus told about a loving father.
他有两个儿子。
He had two sons.
他属我，我有四个儿子。
He listens to me because I have four.
他家里一定非常有钱，圣经告诉我们。
He must have been very wealthy.
因为他家里面有佣人。
Because he had many servants.
我们中间家里面有佣人，能跟我挥挥手。
How many of you have servants at home?
啊，你们都不够他有钱啊。
You're not wealthy as him.
有一天，他的小儿子来对爸爸说。
One day his younger son came to him.
他说：“反正有一天你都会走了，你的一半就是我的，来把我继承的钱全部给我吧。”
One day you pass away anyway. Half of yours is mine, so give me my inheritance now.
Whoa.
If I were the father, I would have gifted him some slaps.
为什么
Why?
因为他是只想到自己的家伙
Because his request was very self-centered.
但是在耶稣所讲故事里面，这个父亲
But the father in the story Jesus told,
就是讲这位爱我们的天父。
Is actually talking about our loving Heavenly Father.
他拥有一切的丰盛，他也将这个丰盛分享了你，给了你跟我。
He has abundance, and he willingly shares it with you and me.
他有无条件的爱来爱我们。
He loves us, unconditionally.
所以当这个孩子跟他无理的要求的时候，
So when the child has an unreasonable request,
这个父亲没有责备这个小孩。
The father did not rebuke him.
他竟然将继承的钱全部给了这个孩子。
He actually gave his inheritance to him.
嘿，家人朋友们。
Family and friends,
这就是你跟我都拿得到的第一个礼物。
This is the first gift we receive.
叫做自由意志。
It's called free will.
但这不是最棒的礼物哦。
But it isn't the best yet.
也许有很多人还不认识这位爱他的天父。
Maybe some of us don't know Jesus yet.
神把所有最美好的都给了我们。
God has given us the best.
也给我们选择。
He gave us free will.
可能在有一些人心中，你心中的那个父亲的形象。的反应跟我一样。
Maybe some of you feel the same way as I do.
找到机会就是要来教训你。
Finding every chance to rebuke us.
我听到有一个故事，讲到访问一个结婚50年的一个男人啊。
I know there was an interview for of a man who has been married for 50 years.
我借这个机会做个民调，有没有人结婚五十年跟我挥挥手
？Let's do a survey. Who's been married more than 50 years?
哇, 哇你竟然有哇很棒很棒。有个记者就问他说你结婚五十年婚姻的秘诀是什么
?A reporter asked this man, what's the secret to your marriage?
他说当他们在大峡谷度蜜月的时候。
So he said when they were having honeymoon in the Grand Canyon.
他说我跟我太太一人都骑头驴在峡谷当中行走。
So me and my wife were each riding a donkey.
我就看见我太太前面那驴跌了一下。
And I saw the donkey my wife was riding stumbled.
我就看见我太太亲身在这个驴的耳朵旁边说，这是第一次。
And I heard my wife say to the donkey, "This is the first time."
过了没多久，驴子又跌了一下。
Not long after, donkey stumbled again.
他又在他耳边轻轻的说，这是第二次。
And the wife said a second time.
就在转弯处，驴子又跌了一次。
While turning, the donkey stumbled again.
这时候我就看见我太太拿出一把枪。
And I saw my wife. Brought out a gun.
把这个驴子毙了，啪
！I can kill the donkey.
我几乎感觉不可思议。
And that was really insane.
我就喊着跟我太太说：“天哪，你怎么那么做？你是不是疯了
？”And I was asking my wife, "Why would you do that? Are you crazy?"
我老婆回答说：“这是第一次。
”And my wife said, "This is the first time."
聪明的你，你知道这是笑话，对不对
？You know this is a joke.
还是有些人笑的觉得很真实。
Maybe some of you are laughing because it's true.
但是有一些人总是这么觉得，在天上有一位神，有一位天父，他常常计算你有几次失误。
But we always feel like the Heavenly Father is counting our mistakes.
在耶稣讲述这个回家的故事、家的故事里面，要告诉我们一个很重要的事情，就是这位天父他不会强迫你，他在等你回家。
The main point of the story is that our Heavenly Father.Is waiting for us.
还有很多人你不知道，其实你可以选择。
And many of us don't know yet that we have choices.
你可以选择你在这地上怎么过，你可以选择你的将来永恒在哪里度过。
You can choose how to live on earth today, and you can also choose where to live eternally.
这是第一个礼物，神给所有的人自由意志。
This is the first gift God has given us, free will.
今天在座的你，你也有这个选择。
Today for us that are here, you also have that choice.
这是第一个礼物。
This is the first gift.
但不是最好的。
But it's not the best yet.
那你这个只想到自己的小儿子后来怎么样了呢？
What happened to the younger kid?
他很快拿到钱以后就很快就挥霍光了。
So he got all the money he wanted and he spent it all.
有多少人相信你现在拿100块给在座的所有的小孩子，一人100块。
If we were to give every kid right here $100,
然后带他去 Costco,
and take him to Costco,
或去任何商店
or any store,
你给他一个下午的时间
give him an afternoon,
你觉得这钱会怎么样
What do you think will happen to the money?
没错，这小儿子就把所有的钱花光了
So the young son spent all his money.
我要问的是，当你没有钱的时候
Let me ask, when you don't have money,
会发生什么事
What would happen?
他还会有好朋友吗？
Would he still have friends?
可能有钱的时候，可以玩的时候，他还有朋友哦。
Maybe yeah, when he had money, yeah, he had friends.
我们每个人都期待有一个患难与共的好朋友。
We all feel like we need a friend who will go through things with us.
我听过这样子的故事。
I heard the story.
有两个好朋友去山上露营。
The two friends went camping.
有一天早上他们起来的时候，就看见有一只疯狂的熊向他们跑来。
So one day when they woke up, they saw a bear, crazy bear, charging at them.
其中有一个朋友就丢下所有东西，准备跑路。
One of the friends left everything, just started running.
另外一个人就蹲下来穿他的鞋。
And the other one started wearing the shoes, putting on the shoes.
然后那个跑的朋友说：“你在干嘛？”
And the runner was saying, "What are you doing?"
你以为你这样就能够跑得过熊吗？
You think you're gonna outrun the bear?
他回答说：“我不需要跑得过熊，我只需要跑得过你。”
He said, "I don't need to outrun the bear. I just need to outrun you."
这就是我们所谓的朋友。
This is so-called friend.
当患难来临的时候，各自逃离。
When troubles come, it's every man for himself.
你需要认识谁才是最好的朋友。
You need to know who is the best friend.
来接受耶稣，认识他，你很快就知道什么是真正的好朋友。
Come accept Jesus, Amen? And you know what a true friend really is.
是的，小儿子他没有朋友，他剩下什么？
Yes, the young son didn't have any friends left. What did he have?
他身上叫做孤单。
What he had left is called loneliness.
在2024年商业周刊里面有一个讯息是这样写的。
In 2024 Business Weekly,
他说最孤单的一代。
The loneliest generation.
Z 世代为了避免孤单，反而更孤单。
Gen Z tries to stay away from loneliness, and yet they are the loneliest generation.
他讲到 Z 世代年轻人活在社群媒体和手机简讯构成的世界里面。
Because Gen Z lives in social media and messaging apps.
他们似乎比其他世代更容易与人连结。
It seems like it's easier for them to get connected.
但是最新的报道却指出，科技反而使他们导致孤独的主要原因。
But new reports show that technology is actually causing more loneliness.
调查发现，在 Z 世代当中，有 29% 的人
Survey shows that 29% of the people
因为科技感到孤单
They feel lonely because of technology.
注意听哦
Listen carefully.
长期孤单容易使人健康出问题
Chronic loneliness causes health problems.
包括焦虑、忧郁等心理疾病
Anxiety, and other problems.
忧虑 OK. 还有心脏的疾病
and heart disease.
认知退化
cognitive recline.
还有早逝，早逝早就是早早点
and die early in age.
对
go home early.
哎，家人们，朋友们，我们站在一个最多机会可以连结的世代。
Today we stand in a generation where it's easiest to get connected.
但却也是最孤单的世代，你们认同吗
？And yet the loneliest generation. Do you agree?
我们有人可能会说，说牧师，我孤单只是因为我单身。
Some people say I'm lonely because I'm by myself, I'm single.
但那些已经结婚的人也可能感到孤单啊。
But what about those who are married? Might still feel lonely.
结过婚的男生啊，不要举手，不要举手好了。
Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand.
就好像最近我在生培上课的时候跟生培生分享。
Just like the class that I have with the students.
我们在练习什么叫做沟通。
We're practicing communication.
我就找师母来，我们在台前讲说沟通。
And I had Helen come, and then we're talking about communication.
我就跟我老婆说。
And I was talking to my wife.
我说你最近花太多时间在滑手机。
And I said you spent too much time on the phone lately.
你什么时候可以滑滑我
？When are you gonna scroll through me?
Hey, 我们都有共同经历孤单呢。
We experience loneliness together.
那会不会是我们离家太远了？
Might it be because we are too far away from home?
我们都需要天父的爱。
We need Father's love.
这个小儿子在最落魄、一无所有的时候
，At his lowest point, the younger son,
他仍然想到他有一个家可以回去。
Still thought that he had a home to return to.
我要跟你分享。
I want to share with you.
你有一个永远的家可以回去。
You have a home that you can go.
不管你在这个世上过得如何，你有个家可以回去。
Doesn't matter how you are doing in this earth. On this earth, you have a home to return to.
但我们中间有一些的朋友，你只是不知道家在哪里。
Some of us don't know where that home is.
如果你知道，你今天就可以回家。
If you knew, you can come home today.
当这位老父亲看见全身污秽的儿子的时候
，When the father saw the unclean son,
耶稣说，父亲就跑过去。
Jesus said the father ran to the son,
抱起他
，embraced him,
连连与他亲嘴。
And kissed him.
我们中间有多少人孩子长大，你很想再次把他抱起来的
How many of you want to embrace your child when they're grown up?
那现在我儿子可能不一定愿意给我抱，你懂我在讲什么
my son might not want to embrace by me now.
但是父亲看见孩子是污秽肮脏的，可是这个父亲是冲过去抱起来，连连跟他亲嘴耶。
The father saw the son was unclean, but he went straight to him and embraced him and kissed him.
这位父亲没有说，你先去洗干净再来见我。
He didn't say, wash up and come back to me.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个父子的关系比起一切都还要重要。
Because the relationship was much more important than anything else.
这就是第二个礼物。
This is the second gift.
关系。
Relationship.
但这还不是最棒的礼物。
Yet, still not the best.
圣诞节的好消息就是你可以按照你现在的样子。
The great news of Christmas is that you can just stay the way you are.
你现在的状态。
The way you are right now.
来到这位爱你的天父面前。
Come as you are to the Father.
带着你的问题，带着你的罪，带着你的困扰，带着你所有的怀疑。
Bring your problems, your doubts, your sins.
我的意思是你不需要把你自己的人生打扫干净才来见这位天父。
What I mean is you don't have to clean yourself up before you come to the Father.
你可以来见这个天父，他会解决你人生的一切的问题。
You can come to the Father and he will take care of the things in your life.
这才是好消息。
This is the good news.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的朋友，家人，你认识这份关系吗？
Family and friends, do you know this relationship?
这位爱你的天父为了拥抱你，他差他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这世上。
He sent his only son to us so that he can embrace you.
为你和我的罪上了十字架。
He was hung on a cross for you and me.
他付上了一切你和我应当付上的所有代价。
He paid the price none of us could have paid.
他在找回一个你遗忘的关系。
He is looking for a relationship we have long forgotten.
今天早上如果你愿意。
This morning if you're willing.
在这个圣诞节，你就可以得到这份礼物。
This Christmas, you can receive this gift.
找回这个最美好的关系。
To retain that relationship.
你会问这小儿子故事结局怎么了
？You would probably ask what happened to the son.
答案是他回家了。
Answer is he came home.
当这小儿子回家的时候，全家都为他开心。
When he returned home, everyone rejoiced.
为他预备了一个 party.
They prepared a party for him.
我想问一下，我们中间有多少人？你有搬过家的，跟我挥挥手。你搬过家的
？You raise your hand if you've ever moved.
Okay, 有多少人喜欢搬家的？把手举举着。
And if you really liked moving, keep your hand up.
我记得有一年我在台湾的时候搬过一次家。
I remember once I moved in Taiwan.
我把所有的家具都搬走了。
And they took all the furniture.
然后孩子、老婆也都搬走了。
Kids and wife went.
我一个人留在台北，花了一整天的时间，累得半死。
I stayed for the whole day cleaning.
然后呢，还不小心吃了一只蟑螂。
Exhausted and ate a cockroach.
啊，这是另外一个故事，我现在不讲。
That's another story.
把旧的房子整理干净，才能够交屋啊。
I had to tidy up before returning the home.
你会不会觉得我们在地上花很多时间要整理这个旧的房子
？Do you feel like we spent a lot of time cleaning the house?
可是你人生的重点不是这个旧的房子。
But the important thing is it's not the old home.
而是你永远要居住的房子。
Is your home eternally?
我知道现在在美国的政治里面。
I know in the American politics.
现在美国要留在美国越来越难了。
It's harder and harder to stay in America.
我看到身边许多的家人。
I see a lot of friends and family.
他们为了自己的孩子有更好的生活。
They want to give their children a better future.
他们就愿意付上一切的代价。
They go for great length.
要让孩子跟他自己留在美国。
To have their children and them stay in America.
我认真讲一切的代价。
I'm serious. Pay all the prices.
但是亲爱的朋友，亲爱的家人。
Dear family and friends.
那永远的家呢？
What about the eternal home?
那永恒家，当你离开这地上的家的时候，你知道你要去哪里吗
？When we leave this home here on earth, do you know where you're going?
约翰福音第十四章第二节，耶稣这么说：“他说，在我父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们。”
John，
约翰福音十四章。
John 14:2 There are many.
耶稣说我在父家有预备地方。
I have prepared a place in my father's house.
家人们，这就是一个好消息。
This is a good news.
我们可以请敬拜团上来哦，给他们鼓励一下吧。You guys are awesome.
Let's give them a round of applause.
圣诞节，你说牧师，你讲这么多有关家的故事，你在讲什么？
What are you talking about? Giving us so many stories.
圣诞节在讲述另外一个离开家的儿子的故事。
We're talking about another son who has left home.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他放弃做神儿子在天上一切的尊荣和丰盛。
He left all the glory in heaven.
圣经告诉我们，他降生在马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
当耶稣这个离开家的儿子
When Jesus left home,
来到世界上
came to the earth,
他不是为了自己
He did it not for himself.
他是爱这一位爱他的天父
He did it for the loving father.
他知道有一件事情，当他愿意离开天上的家来到地上的时候
He knows that he's willingly to come to earth.
你就有机会可以回家
that you will have a chance to go home.
因为这才是圣诞节最棒的礼物
And this is the best gift of Christmas.
因为没有这个回家
Because without this coming home,
圣诞节就一点意义都没有
There will be no meaning to Christmas.
也跟你没有任何关系
And would have nothing to do with you.
但是耶稣的降生来到世界上
But Jesus born,
就是让你可以回家
onto the earth so that we can return home.
耶稣被降生在马槽里
Jesus was born in a manger.
就是为了你可以回家
It's because he wanted you to come home.
所以你可以有自由意志，你可以选择永生在哪里度过
So you can have free will and choose to spend eternity with him.
耶稣被钉在十字架上，为了你可以回家。
Jesus hung on the cross for you to come home.
所以你有最珍贵的关系。
So you have the most precious relationship.
你可以得到天父最美好的拥抱和接纳。
And you can have the greatest embrace and acceptance from our Father.
耶稣被埋葬，第三天从死里复活，是为了你可以回家。
Jesus was buried and raised again on the third day so you can come home.
家人朋友们。
Family and friends,
这才是圣诞节最美的礼物。
This is the most beautiful gift of Christmas.
你回家了。
You come home.
要拍掌就将最大掌声归给我们的神。
Give a big round of applause to God.
我的信息要结束。
My message is coming to an end.
耶稣的故事也讲完了。
We've done talking about Jesus' story.
当我知道今天早上，当我们在这边一起庆祝。圣诞节的时候
We know that when we celebrate Christmas together this morning
我们中间有一些人有一个新的故事正要开始
Some of us have a new story
就是你回家的故事
It's the story of you coming home
就是你开始认识这位爱你的天父和耶稣基督的故事
So that you come to know Christ closer
正在要开始上演
It's starting
今天早上
This morning
我感觉到神丰富的爱在我们中间
I feel God's abundant love among us
他正在等着你回家
He's waiting for you to come home
如果你还不知道你的一生要在哪里度过
You don't know how to spend your life where to spend your life
如果你今天知道你有一个美好的关系有位爱你的天父
If you know there's a beautiful relationship you haveFather that's loving.
你还没有认识他。
And you still don't know him yet.
但你说今年圣诞节。
This Christmas.
我听见了。
I hear it.
我要来认识这位耶稣。
I want to come and know him.
我要来接受这位耶稣。
I want to accept Jesus.
我从小是在基督教的家庭长大。
I was brought up in a Christian family.
但是我花了很长很长时间才发现一件事情。
But I spent a long time understanding one thing.
我从来都不是一个很宗教的人。
I have never been really religious.
我应该讲我不喜欢很宗教的生活。
I should say I really don't like religious life.
你说你牧师你在说什么？你是一个牧师。
Hey, you're pastor. What are you talking about?
因为我后来才真正知道，其实我是一个非常享乐的人。
And I know I like happy happy life. Today, when our Heavenly Father is calling you home, not to call you into a religion, but to enter a relationship. If you are unclear about what we talked about today, I want to tell you, you are sons and daughters of God. Today is the day you come home.